Okay, good morning everyone. Good day sa ating mga kasama online. It's a good day today. Amen. God is really good. God is good. And all the time. Yes, ang sarap mag-worship sa Panginoon. Ang sarap tumalon, sumayaw, at umawit ng papuri because He deserves the best. Amen. Ang ating topic for today is born again. Can you say born again?
Born again.
Yan, born again. Maraming mga misconceptions, maraming mga maling akala when you talk about born again. Ano pumapasok sa isip mo kapag ka narinig mo yung salitang born again? No? Madalas may mga false assumptions tayo. No, may mga maling akala tayo when it comes to our beliefs, no? Or when people look from the outside, iba ang tingin nila sa born again. No, iba sabi nila born against, iba naman burn again, no? Born again. But what does it really mean when you talk about born again? Kasi minsan may mga akala po tayo. At alam nyo, yung akala, nakakamatay yan eh. QCPD, akala nila, by bus nila yon. Yun namang PIDEA, akala nila, cell bus nila. And as a result, there was a misencounter because of false assumptions. So we don't want that to happen to us. It may kill us. Sabi nga, nakakamatay yung akala eh. Tama ba? Amen ba? Minsan naman, nakakatuwa din yung akala. Anyway, I want us to look into the scriptures again so that we will have an understanding of what born again means. No? Tumayo tayong lahat, mga kapatid. And let's read John chapter 3, verse 1 to 16. John chapter 3, verse 1 to 16. Okay? So, let's take a look at this verse. Now, there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him. And Jesus answered him, Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said to him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I said to you, You must be born again. The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear its sound, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit. Verse 9. Nicodemus said to him, How can these things be? And Jesus answered him, Are you the teacher of Israel, and you do not understand these things? Truly, truly, I say to you, we speak of what we know, and we bear witness to what we have seen, but you do not receive our testimony. If I have told you earthly things and you do not believe, how can you believe if I tell you heavenly things? No one has ascended into heaven except the one who descended from heaven, the Son of Man. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. Nanalangin po tayo. Panginoon, sa umaga pong ito, kami po'y lumalapit sa iyo ng buong pagpapakumbaba. And we ask, Lord God, for your blessing upon our lives, and even the Holy Spirit to teach us this morning what born again really means. Thank you, Lord. Kami po'y nananangan lang sa karunungang ibibigay mo. We cannot understand it by our own intelligence. We cannot comprehend it. no matter how smart we are, no matter how intelligent we are, unless you give us enlightenment, unless you quicken our spirits, Lord, we cannot really see your kingdom. Kaya tulungan mo kami, Panginoon. For your glory alone, this is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. Palakpakan natin ang Panginoon, mga kapatid, sa umaga na ito. God is really, really good. Okay, so please be seated in the presence of God. What I'm about to share to you, I largely came from one of my favorite expositors and preachers, Timothy Keller. And he asked three questions, five questions about this passage. No? Limang tanong tungkol dito sa passage na ito. At ito ang pag-uusapan natin. No? Number one question is, who is it for? No, para kanino ba yung born again? Second question is, where is it from? Saan magaling ito? Number three is, what does it do? Fourth, how does it come? And last, how can you tell that the person is born again? Okay, so handa na ba kayo mga kapatid? Amen ba? Amen ba? So we're ready for the Word of God. So let's take a look at this. Now, who is it for? Para kanino ba yung born again? No, tayo mga Pilipino, meron tayong larawan. Kapag ka binanggit mo yung born again, meron ka nang napipicture. Anong itsura ng born again? Ang isang larawan natin madalas kapag sinabing born again, ayan yung mga ano, yung mga emosyonal. Yung mga pag umawit sa simbahan, nagtataas ang kabay, umiiyak, hindi mapigilan ang tuwa, hindi mapigilan ang luha. Napaka-emotional na mga born again. Pangalawang katangian ng mga born again, sa tingin ng iba, ay ito yung mga funny. You know, funny. Alam niyo yung funny? Funny walain. No, yung mga gullible. Yung madaling makumbinse kasi mga hindi naman intelihente. Mga hindi matatalino. No? Mga simpleng tao na madaling hatakin. No? Yan yun. Pang-apat, na, bilang born again na Pilipino, tingin natin, siguro, itong mga born again na ito, yung mga immoral. Alam mo, yung mga, pag narinig mo yung mga testimony ng mga transgender na na-born again, o kaya yung mga drug addict na talagang alcoholic, o kaya yung talagang sex addict, tas binago ng Diyos, kita mo talaga yung pagbabago. So, ito yung mga immoral. Yun namang pang-apat na minsan konsepto natin sa born again, ay ito yung mga konserbatibo, stricto. No, yung hindi mo siya basta-basta mababali kasi nga meron ng set ng paniniwala. Panatiko sa madaling salita. Well, kung yan ang konsepto mo sa born again, no, tingnan mo itong si Nicodemo. Medyo malayo yata. Kasi when you look at Nicodemus, he is a member of Sanhedrin, ang pinakamakapangyarihang konseho sa Israel, hindi lamang religiously but politically. I don't think Nicodemus was a very emotional person. No. And Nicodemus was a teacher. Sabi ng Panginoong Jesus, you are a teacher. Isa siyang kilalang guro. So we cannot say that Nicodemus is gullible or madaling hatakin o madaling paniwalain. Kasi matindi ang track record niya. Hindi lang siya Jewish male, but he's a ruler, a wealthy person. Okay. At lalong hindi siya immoral. Hindi siya babaero, hindi siya lasenggo, hindi siya drug addict. He is a religious leader. So layo dun sa minsan pananaw natin na ang born again, yung mga dating immoral, yung mga dating mga halangang kaluluwa na biglang nakakilala kay Jesus. No, Nicodemus is a very moral person. He's a good person. Panguli, minsan ang konsepto natin sa born again ay stricto, saradong utak sa kanyang paniniwala. But look at Nicodemus. He is a religious leader, very conservative, yes, as a Pharisee. Pero yung puntahan niya si Jesus na walang credential, ni walang doctorate, walang pedigree, tapos makipag-convert siya, tawagin niya si Jesus na rabbi, ay napaka-open at napaka-progresibo ng pag-iisip, di ba? Sabihin, hindi siya, oo, bagamat Pharisee, si Nicodemus, hindi saradong utak niya. Handa siya makipag-dialogue, handa siya makipag-diskusyon in a friendly manner. And he spoke respectfully to Jesus. Amazing, di ba? So, kita natin dito mga kapatid na bilang mga Pilipino, no? Eh, born again or the new birth is not really a call to moral structure. Hindi ito panawagan para ayusin mo ang iyong buhay. But this is a challenge to morality. You know, that's what Timothy Keller said. New birth is a challenge to morality, not necessarily a call to a moral structure. Minsan akala natin, pag born again ka, kinakailangan sundin mo ito, 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 ito. May listahan ka ng dapat mong gawin, number one, number two, number three, number four. So dapat umayong ka sa structure na ito, sa standard na ito para ma-born again ka. It's not a call to morality, but it's a challenge to morality. Hinahamon ito yung mga relihiyoso. Hinahamon ito, no, ang mga taong, sa totoo lang, moral. It's a challenge to them. Kasi nga, madalas, eh, tingin natin, ang kailangan lang ng maborn again, yung mga taong talagang malayo sa Diyos. Mga makasalanan. Yung mga taong talagang sabihin mong ang puso ay marumi. Okay? So, if you're religious, if you're good, you must be born again. If your life is broken and messed up, you can be born again. Either way, you're good or you're bad, you must experience being born again. Amen po ba? Amen po ba? Okay. Now, where is it from? Saan ba ito nanggaling? No? Saan ba ito nanggaling? Okay. So, can we go to verse 3? Ang sabi dito, unless a man, truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Okay. So, the reference here is the kingdom of God. And every Jew understands what the kingdom of God is all about. It's all about the future. It's all about, you know, regenerating everything in the future. The Greeks, ang tingin nila sa history is cyclical. Alam mo yung paikot-ikot lang, para bang mga Hindu na nagre-reincarnate, na nagkakaroon ng reset. Kung gusto mo mabago ang buhay mo, mag-reset ka. Kung nagka-virus yung computer mo at nagkagulo-gulo, i-unplug mo muna, i-reset mo yung computer mo, and then you can start all over again. Yun ang tingin ng mga Greeks, no? But pero sa mga Hudyo, alam nila na ang history is progressive. At kung meron mang regeneration, yung pagpapalit at pag-renew ng lahat ng bagay, mangyayarin lang yung in the end. That's the ultimate single event that will happen in the future. When Jesus comes back, He will renew everything. He will regenerate. Pag sinabi mong regenerate, binabago mo yung genes. He will recreate everything ultimately. But Titus, interestingly, in chapter 3, verse 5, wala yan sa ating screen, but when you look at your passage, ang sabi dito ni Titus, not by our righteousness, No? But, by the washing of regeneration, we are given birth. Tayo'y pinanganak by the washing of regeneration. And that's the same term na ginamit. Yung kingdom in the future, yung washing of regeneration is tied up to the new birth. To put it simply, no, para mas madali po natin maintindihan. Future pa po, yung grandest of all renewal, that's the future. But it is made available for you now in a smaller scale. Yung pagbabago, pagdating ni Jesus Christ na mawawala na ang kamatayan, mawawala na ang kasalanan, mawawala na yung gyera, mawawala na yung virus, wala na yung luha, wala na mga sentimiento, wala na ang mga paghihimutok. That will be the great day of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the future. So saan ang galing yung new birth? Galing sa future. And it is now being made available for you today. So para ka nag-time travel, di ba? Back to the future. Ang galing ng Lord. Yung power na gagamitin niya to change everything, the whole earth, the whole world, ginagawa niyang available sa'yo ngayon. Kaya pwedeng mabago ang buhay mo ngayon. Amen ba? Look at Peter. Si Peter, napaka lambot, napakadaling paniwalain, napakadaling, alam mo yun, napaka-sanguine, napaka-gullible, napaka-soft. At look at Paul, exact opposite ni Peter. Napaka-harsh, napaka-dominant, napaka-strong, aggressive. Pero nung nagkaroon sila ng personal na encounter sa Diyos, kay Jesus Christ, naranasan nila ang new birth, na bago ang buhay nila. Amen. Kaya kapatid, don't settle for little change. Don't settle for little change. Aim for bigger change in your life. Amen. Pwede bang palakpakan natin ang Panginoon, mga kapatid? Thank you. Because the future is now available. It's now coming into our hearts to change us. Now, what does it do? Ano bang ginagawa kapag ikaw ay na born again? Born again is not a religion. It's not a new religion. Hindi sinasabi ng Panginoon kay Nicodemus, Nicodemus, may problema kay, mali religion mo eh. It's not about religion. It's not an organization. You know, born again is an experience. And what does it do? Anong ginagawa nito pag naranasan mo yung ma-born again ka? There is an implantation of life. Mga dati tayong patay, baog, bulag. Pero dahil pumasok ang banal na espiritu, no? Tayo ay hinugasan. Sabi nga sa verse 5, verse 4, tingnan natin yung verse 4. Ang sabi dito, look at verse 4. How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born? Ang sabi ni Jesus, truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. So yung image dito ng water at ng Spirit, no, it's both the work of God in your life. Pagka sinabi mo yung water, parang ito yung sa Ezekiel chapter 36 na mula sa templo, sa altar, umagos ang tubig, di ba? At ang tubig na ito ay nung una, hanggang sakong lang, tapos bandang gitna, naging hanggang tuhod, naging hanggang bewang, tapos yung tubig talagang lumaki hanggang lalanguin mo na. At ang lahat ng madampian ng tubig na ito, nabubuhay, gumagaling. Ang tubig na ito ay nagbibigay buhay. Ang tubig na ito ay nagbabago ng buhay. Ang tubig na ito ay nagpapagaling. Okay. So, anong nagagawa nito? Ang metaphor na ginamit ni John is not a seed. Although, pwede naman niyang gamitin yung seed. Si Pedro, tinulad niya yung new birth sa seed. Yung itinanim ang binhi sa puso mo at sumibol. Pero para kay John, mas nakita niya yung halaga nung binanggit ni Jesus, yung panganganak, new birth. Hindi yung image, yung metaphor ng seed, but the metaphor of a baby being born. So anong nagagawa nito? Bakit binigay yung metaphor ng kapanganakan o bagong pangalawang kapanganakan? Kaya po binigay ito dahil may dalawang katotohanan dito. Okay. Ang sabi ni Timothy Keller, number one, is new sensibility. And number two, new identity. The metaphor is so powerful kasi it gives you new senses. New, alam mo yun, pagka ang baby, di ba? Yan ay lumabas sa tiyan ng kanyang ina. There's a new world of experience, a new world of seeing and hearing and sensing and feeling that was never there before. Amen ba? Kapag kaya pinanganak ang mga bata ngayon, ano kaya ang itsura ng kanilang how they sense, how they feel, how they see the world around them? No? What's my point? No? For the first time, you will see. For the first time, you will sense. For the first time, parang there's a new world of beauty, a new world of creation that was never there before. Di ba? Yung bang meron kang ibang karanasan. Dati mo na nakikita, pero parang biglang may nagbukas ng ilaw, nakita mo ng totoo. Di ba? Parang dati ka nang nasa church, nababasa mo ang Bible, pero hindi ka talaga na born again. Hanggang isang araw, naranasan mo yung ma-born again, and then something happened, and for the first time, you see. And you see with your eyes, yes, but the most important thing is you see with your heart and you see with your mind. Ilan na yung mga nagte-testimony na lumaki ako sa simbahan, ganito, ganyan, pero hindi ko narinig yung mabuting balita. Pero sa totoo lang, you know, the gospel has been being preached in an evangelical church. Then sasabihin, nung nag-college ako, doon lang ako na-born again. Bakit? Kasi hindi mo pa nga naranasan yung ma-born again, kaya hindi mo siya makita. Okay? Sabi ni Augustine, kapag ka na-born again ka, yung pag-ibig mo nare-reorder. Kapag tunay kang nakaranas ng pangalawang kapanganakan, na iaayos yung priority ng love mo. Kasi tayo, madalas tayo, mahal mo ang Diyos, oo. Pero may mas nauna kang minamahal kaysa sa Diyos, kagaya ng karir mo, kagaya ng bisyo mo, o kagaya ng pera, o ng kasikatan, o ng comfort, o ng dreams. Yung bang parang ganito, no? Naranasan niyo na bang nanonood kayo ng TV, pero nakikinig ka ng podcast or nakikinig ka ng something and then at the same time you're watching, di ba? Anong natural tendency? You will gravitate towards what you see more than what you hear. So God is speaking to you but your eyes are fixed on something else. Your eyes are fixed on, you know, your personal dreams and ambitions and your comfort and your family and your siguro boyfriend or your girlfriend. Your eyes are fixated on something else. And then one day in your life, no, God suddenly goes on video. And then you see. And then you see. And then, yung fame, yung status gets reordered. Practically speaking, unless I love my wife less than I love God, or I love God more than I love my wife, I won't love my wife right. Kung mas mahal ko si Sitas kesa sa Diyos, hindi ko siya mamamahal ng ayos. Bakit? Kasi ang mangyayari, ang taas ng expectation ko sa kanya, and I will crush her with a lot of demands and a lot of expectations. Kinakailangan lagi niya akong i-affirm. Kinakailangan hindi siya magkakasakit. Kinakailangan wala siyang bad moods. Kinakailangan lagi niya akong ini-encourage. As a result, dahil ang taas ng expectation ko sa kanya, lagi akong upset. Lagi akong disappointed. Lagi akong galit. Lagi kami may conflict. Why? Because I love her more than I love God. Yung dapat na inaasahan ko sa Diyos, sa Kanya ko hinahanap. And that would be so difficult. So, unless I love God more than I love Sitas, then and only then, no, will I be able to love Sitas well. Kaya dapat, anong pag-ibig ang dapat mauna? Hindi yung sa boyfriend mo, hindi yung sa girlfriend mo, hindi sa asawa mo, hindi sa anak mo. Anong pangunahing pag-ibig? Pag tama ang pagmamahal mo sa Diyos at una ang pagmamahal mo sa Diyos, then and only then magiging ayos ang pagmamahal mo at pakikitungo mo sa mga mahal mo sa buhay. Amen ba? So umaayos po yung puso kapag ka tayo'y na-born again o pinanganak na muli. Ang ganda, no? Yan ang ginagawa ng muling kapanganakan kasi na-implant yung bagong buhay, yung Holy Spirit sa puso natin. And that changes everything. Not only the heart, but the mind. No? The mind. May bagong sensibility, yung mind mo. Yun na nga, siguro all your life, you were born in the church, ang mga magulang mo, Christian, lumaki ka sa simbahan, nagsa-Sunday school ka, pero yun pala, hindi ka na born again. And then, nung nag-high school ka, nag-college ka, may nag-share sa'yo ng gospel, na born again ka, and then you, finally, you see. So, anong dapat mauna? Dapat ma-born again ka muna, and then you will see. Di ba sabi doon? Unless a man be born again, he cannot see. So, the prerequisite of seeing, clearly, is being born again. The question is, are you born again? So pag hindi pa ayos ang ating mga priorities, hindi pa ayos ang ating mga order of love, then most probably there's emptiness inside. Nothing is happening in your heart. Nothing is happening in your mind. Now kapag na-born again ka, nakakilala ka sa Panginoon, ano, makikita mo na. But you have to understand na iba-iba ang pagkakita. May mga pagkakitang malinaw na parang sa sikat ng araw, meron namang pagkakitang unti-unti lumilinaw. Nung nanganap po ang aking may bahay, si Pastor Sitas, iba-iba ang klase ng panganak. No, kay Yalel ay talaga pong 18 hours siyang nag-labor. Hirap na hirap. Kay Yanra, sandali lang po kasi alam na naming cesarean. Kay Aliana, no, ay okay lang din. Kaya lang nahirapan siya after. No, dahil nagkaroon ng some infection or what doon sa operation, sa surgery. At si AB, yan ang pinakamaluwag na kapanganakan. So iba-iba. No? May iba-iba din ang ano, paglaki. No? So ganun din naman. Nung na-born again tayo, may iba mulat na mulat, kitang-kita nila. At biglang nagbago ang kanilang buhay. Meron namang iba, unti-unting nakakakita. So don't typecast people. Huwag mong sabihin na, ah, na-born again na to, ba't hindi pa nagbabago ng lubos ang kanyang buhay? Kasi minsan, unti-unti. Amen po ba? Amen po ba? So you can have an understanding of what's happening to your husband or to your wife or to your loved ones. Okay. So sensibility, new sensibility. You can sense with your eyes. You can sense with your heart. You can sense with your mind. At hindi lang sensibility, but new identity. Can you say identity? Ano ibig sabihin ng identity? You're born into a family. Di ba? Pinanganak ka eh. Pagka, ang ganda ng metaphor nung new birth, kasi inuluwal ka. At hindi ka iniluwal sa kawalan, di ba? Iniluwal ka para magkaroon ka ng bagong pangalan, bagong pamilya, bagong identity. Kaya nga si John din na nagsabi sa John chapter 1 verse 12. Ano yung sabi niya sa John chapter 1 verse 12? Okay, sabi dito, "Yet to all who did receive Him, to those who believed in His name, He gave the rights to become children of God." Diba? Konektado ito sa new birth. Pag pinanganak ka, nagiging anak ka ng Diyos. Ang sabi dito, children, verse 13, born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. So we are born into a new family and a new identity. Meron ka ng new name. So identity is rooted on something. Hindi pwedeng may identity ka tapos nakalutang ka sa kawalan. Hindi pwede yun. Yung identity mo, connected yan sa yung worth, no? Sa atin, mga Pilipino at mga nasa silangan, mahalaga sa atin yung pamilya, di ba? Mahalaga sa atin ang relasyon ng mag-asawa, mga anak, mga kamag-anak, importante sa atin yan. At maganda yun, kasi nga meron tayong sense of others, meron tayong sense of community. Okay. Kaya lang, minsan pressure din yun. Kasi parang kailangan sundin mo yung inaasahan sa'yo ng ibang mga tao. Medyo mabigat din. May mga pagkakataon na ganun. Pagka naman pumunta tayo sa Amerika, Europa, na mga individualistic ang mga tao, sa kanila, they are somebody, they feel good because they can make decision on their own. Because they're individualistic. So, walang nagde-demand sa kanila, wala rin silang inaasahan, walang mga pressure from other people because I can make my own choice. I can decide on my own. Yan mga Amerikano. Diba? Kaya lang, may pressure din yun. So, both ways may pressure. But look at this verse again. Huh? Interesting how John put it. Diba? Children born out of natural descent from the east. Indeed, because of blood connections. And it's not of human decision. From the West. So either you're from the West or from the East, you're not born into the kingdom because of this rootedness in the world. But because of what Jesus did on the cross. Amen. Amen po ba? So whether ikaw ay Amerikano, o ikaw ay Pilipino, Europeo, or whatever, ang regalo ng Diyos sa atin pag tayo pinanganak, di ba, ay hindi nakabatay sa ating race. O na hindi nakabatay sa kagustuhan ng tao. Hindi nakabatay sa kagustuhan mo, kundi dahil sa gawa ng Diyos sa iyong buhay. Being born again is the work of God. It's not your work. It's His work upon your life. Now we praise God for this. Our identity, mga kapatid, is not achieved. It is received. Hindi ito pinagsusumikapan. Ito po'y tinatanggap galing sa Diyos. At nung pinanganak ka sa pamilya ng Diyos, ang Diyos ay hindi mo boss. Ang Diyos ay yung Ama. God is your Father. Because it's a family. New birth eh. Family. Amen ba? So what a wonderful family that God has given us. When He gave birth to us through Jesus Christ. Again, can we give a clap offering to the Lord for what He did? It's amazing. It's amazing. So this is totally different from what we think about born again, di ba? Totally, totally different. But we appreciate the Word of God. Kasi tinuturuan tayo to understand what born again means, no? So ang identity natin ay hindi nakabatay sa ating race, hindi nakabatay sa ating gender, hindi nakabatay sa ating mga connection dito sa mundo. Ang identity mo hindi nakabatay sa iyong education o kung saan ka nakatira o anong apelido mo. Your identity is in Christ. You know, there was a woman, at itong testimony niya, meron daw siyang limang identity. Limang identity. Pinanganak daw siya sa isang ebanghelico kristyanong pamilya. And she felt good because she was moral. Masuno rin po ito. Talagang sinusunod niya kung anong sinasabi ng simbahan, ng church, at ng kanyang pamilya. No, kaya lang, dumating sa pagkakataon ng buhay niya na she felt like a Pharisee. Or parang, alam mo yun, masyadong stricto, ganyan-ganyan. So, ginawa niya, parang napagod siya sa religion, no, ay nagpasya siya na sabi niya, magsasarili ako at hindi na siya umattend ng church. Ang ginawa niya ay nag-hangout siya with relationships. Sabi niya, I felt good because somebody loves me. Kasi nagkaroon siya ng boyfriend. From one boyfriend to another. And as long as there is somebody besides her, she felt good. Kaya lang, na-connect siya sa mga relationship na hindi maganda, yung iba controlling, yung iba abusive. So, nawawala yung kanyang feeling ng sense of worth and identity. Kasi nga, ang kanyang sense of identity, nakabatay doon sa merong katabi siyang lalaki na nagmamahal sa kanya. Eh, sabi nung mga kaibigan niya, mga babae, eh, it's time that you liberate yourself. No, let's go. Fight for our rights. Feminism. No? Eh, hindi mo kailangan ng lalaki. Sabi ng mga kaibigan niya. Mag-aral ka, magtrabaho ka, find yourself. Ganyan-ganyan. So, ganun ang ginawa niya. Nag-aral siya, nagtrabaho siya. Ba, naging successful siya. And now she feels good. Because she's successful. No? So dati, she felt good because she's moral. Then, she felt good because she was beautiful. Somebody loves her. But now, sabi niya, no, hindi na yon. I feel good because I am successful. So talagang trabaho siya. Yung araw, ginagawa niyang gabi. Yung gabi, ginagawa niyang araw. Masaya naman siya. Marami siyang pera. Pero, sabi niya, parang may kulang. I feel successful and I feel good, pero parang may kulang pa rin. Yung mga ibang kaibigan niya, sabi niya, eh kasi masyado kang contained sa sarili. It's about time that you pay back. Help others. Feed the poor. Ha? Tayo ka ng foundation. Magkawanggawa ka. Mag-serve ka sa community. And that's what she did. She served. Oh, dami niyang pinakain, dami niyang tinulungan. And she felt good. Because I am helpful. Kaya lang, napagod siya katutulong sa iba. Napagod siya kabo-volunteer. Napagod siya. Na-drain siya. Until she found Christ. Sabi niya, identity ko pala. Sabi niya, I've been trying to save myself pala. I've been trying to, you know, feel good about myself. But in reality pala, you know, God loves me because of what Jesus had done. Sabi niya, I felt good, I was somebody, when I was moral, that's what I thought, when I was beautiful, because somebody loves me, when I was successful, because, you know, my career is soaring, and when I was helpful, I thought I was somebody. But it's all empty. Until I realize Jesus is what I need all along. And when Jesus came into her heart, she finally could rest. She finally, could feel loved. No pressures. Kasi ang pag-ibig ni Jesus ay unconditional. It liberates you. It sets you free. Not really for you to renounce yourself or for you to realize yourself, but to really, find your identity in Jesus. Amen. Okay. Praise God. So, dalangin ko mga kapatid, masiyasat mo ang puso mo. Kanino ka humuhugot o saan ka humuhugot ng pagkakakilanlan? Anong nagbibigay sa'yo ng saysay ng kahulugan? Anong nagbibigay ng meaning sa buhay mo? O dapat yata, sino? And I just pray, I can only pray that you find your identity in Jesus, not in anyone else. Number four, how does it come? Paano ba ito nangyayari, Pastor? Well, born again, or new birth, or regeneration is the work of God. Hindi po natin to trabaho. Trabaho ng Diyos ito. Ang pwede lang natin gawin is to repent and believe. Yun, trabaho natin yun. Magsisi. Palikdan ang ating kasalanan at magpahingalay kay Jesus. Merong isang taong nagtanong, paano ba ako ma-born again? What can I do to be born again? Ang sagot ng pastor, there's nothing that you can do to be born again. Because it's the work of God. Kagaya daw ng hangin na hindi mo alam kung saan ang galing at saan patungo, ganun din ang ma-born again. No. It's really the work of God. Unless He works in your life, you won't see and you won't enter the kingdom of God. So tingnan natin itong dalawa, repent and believe. Ano bang ibig sabihin itong repent and believe? Yun hong repent, ang ibig sabihin ay hindi lang yung parang mabigat ang loob mo dahil nga nagkasala ka, you feel so sorry, angry at yourself, no, you feel sorry for what you did. Siguro may elemento ng remorse, no, o yung masamang pakiramdam tungkol sa yung nagawa. Pero hindi lang ibig sabihin nun. Ang ibig sabihin ng repent is to really look at yourself and look at the Savior and see how empty you are and how bankrupt you are. Si Charles Spurgeon, kung di nyo po naitatanong, siyang tinatawag na Prince of Preachers, isang pamosong pastor sa London early last century. No, napakahusay pong pastor. Pero bago siya maging Christian, when he was a teenager, naghahanap siya ng paano siya maliligtas. No, hinahanap niya yung paraan. At gagawin niya kahit ano para maligtas. Sabi niya nga, pag may nagsabi sa kanya, gawin mo itong 50 bagay na ito, makakarating ka sa langit, gagawin niya. Kasi gusto niya maligtas. Hanggang sa nakapakinig siya, napunta siya isa-isang church. Actually, may pupuntahan siyang church na malaki, kaya lang dahil sa winter, di siya nakarating. Napunta lang siya sa isang maliit na church. At yung pastor ng maliit na church, hindi rin nakarating dahil nga winter, makapal lang snow. Napilitan po yung isang elder na mag-preach, na hindi naman marunong mag-preach. Tatlo lang ho sila sa kongregasyon, kasama nung elder, pang-apat. At nag-preach yung elder based on Isaiah 45 verse 22. At ang sabi doon, look to me and be saved, all the ends of the earth. Look to me. Tingnan mo ako, at inilagay niya yung sa bibig ni Jesus Christ, tingnan mo ako, all the ends of the earth, and be saved. Ako ang tingnan mo. Okay. Tinignan ng elder si Charles Spurgeon at ang sabi sa kanya, "Young man, you look miserable. And unless you look at Jesus, you will never see who you really are." At ang ginawa ni Charles Spurgeon, he looked and looked and looked. And he realized that in order for you to look, you do not need to lift a finger. Wala kang kailangan gawin eh, kundi tumingin lang eh. Diba? Yun lang eh. Yun lang ang pwede mong gawin. Tumingin. No? Tumingin. Other than that, wala ka na ibang gagawin eh. Look at, I think it's verse, 14. Can we look at verse 14? Sabi sa verse 14, "And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in Him may have eternal life." Look at this powerful, powerful image that Jesus gave Nicodemus. Kung paano ikang itinaas ni Moses ang serpiente na yari sa tanso. At ang lahat ng tumingin doon ay gumaling. Ganon din iaangat ang anak ng tao at sino mang tumingin sa kanya ay maliligtas. Let me just give you a background of what happened in the wilderness. Matigas ang ulo ng mga Israelita, nagre-reklamo sa Diyos. Ang ginawa ng Diyos, sa sobrang galit ng Diyos, nagpadala ng mga kobra, ulupong, dahong palay, at pinagtutuklaw ang mga Hudyo sa sobrang tigas ng ulo. At nagkakamatay ang mga tao dahil sa kamandag nung ahas. At ang sabi ng Diyos kay Moses, para gumaling ang mga tao, gumawa ka ng tansong ahas, ilagay mo sa poste, pole, at itaas mo. At sino mang tumingin doon sa ahas, gagaling. Ikaw ba, titingin ka? Siguro sabihin niya ba, dali niyo ako sa doktor. Hindi, sabi, tumingin ka lang. Bigyan niyo ako ng antidote. Gawan niyo ako ng bentosa or itornike or whatever. Pero sabi nga noon, wala kang kailangan gawin eh. Tumingin ka lang. Yun lang gagawin mo, tumingin ka lang. Titingin lang, gagaling na? Oo, tingin ka lang, gagaling ka. Tumingin ka lang, gagaling ka. Wala ka nang gagawin iba. Di ka tatakbo. Di ka mag-aaral, di ka mag-google para ka gumaling, di ka kukonsulta sa doktor, tumingin ka lang. Yun lang ang sabi. Kasi nga, the serpent is a reminder of what they did. The serpent, ang ahas, ay salamin. Na nakita nila yung kanilang sarili sa itsura ng ahas para sabihin nilang, ako yun ah. That's repentance. Seeing you are the snake. You are the snake. You are sinful. You are a sinner. At yung tingnan mo si Jesus, no? Tingnan mo si Jesus, ma-realize mo na, Lord, I am a sinner. You are holy. I am bankrupt. No? I am bankrupt. At pag tumingin ka doon, ang ibig sabihin ng repentance, mga kapatid, is this. Let me just make this very important point. Okay? You can take notes of this. Okay? We repent of all the bad things that we did. Pag sinabi mong repent, hindi lang nangumpisal, alikuran. We repent of the bad things that we have done. And we repent of the good things that we have done for the wrong reasons. Because we have done a lot of good things for the wrong reasons. We do good things to control God. We do good things so that we feel good. We do good things so that people will look at us and be impressed with what we do. So we do good things for all the wrong reasons. At yun ang sinasabi ng Panginoon kay Nicodemus. You you have done good things for all the wrong reasons. You're so good, but you won't make it to heaven. Ang galing mo, Nicodemo. Ang dami mong nagawa, Nicodemo. Ang bait mo, Nicodemo. Pero hindi ka makakarating sa langit. Why? You have done all these good deeds for the wrong reasons. And you should repent of that. Dapat mong pagsisihan ang mga magaganda mong ginawa na may maling motibo. That's what repentance means. So, ibig sabihin yan, no, we are spiritually bankrupt. Mabuti ka, masama ka, bankrupt ka pa rin sa harapan ng Diyos. Kaya, dahil nga, bankrupt tayo, kailangan natin to start over. Kailangan mo to start all over again. Kailangan mo na, alam mo, tinimbang ka ng Diyos, pero kulang. Anong sabi ng Diyos? Magsimula ka na nga lang uli. Lahat kasi ng ginawa mo, kapos. Lahat na mabubuting ginawa mo, parang maruming basahan lang sa tingin ko. So you have to start all over again. You need to be born again. That's what repentance means. Secondly is believe. Ano ibig sabihin ng believe? You rest in the Lord. Magpahingalay ka sa Panginoon. Ang ganda po nung metaphor nung new birth para ka makarating sa langit. Kasi pag yung baby pinanganak, ang tanong, meron ba siyang naitulong para siya ipanganak? Sa mga nanay na mga nandito, alam ninyo na wala namang naitulong yung anak ninyo nung siya ipanganak. Wala eh. Sinong naghirap nung siya ipinanganak? Somebody else. Somebody else suffered. Somebody else was in pain. Somebody else labored. But not the child. Not the baby. It's the mother. At yun ang metaphor na ginamit ni Jesus Christ. Somebody else labored for you to be born into the kingdom of God. Somebody else suffered for you to be born in the kingdom of God. In John 16, yun ang sinabi ni Jesus Christ, when a woman is in labor, she's in pain. But once the baby has come out, joy, no, replaces the pain. At ang sinabi niya yun, the hour. When Jesus mentioned that in John 16:21, when the hour has come, at alam niyo kay John, pag sinabi niya the hour, it has something to do with the death of Jesus Christ. So, yung panganganak ng isang babae ay ginamit na Jesus Christ na illustration ng gagawin niya sa krus ng Kalbaryo para lang maipanganak ka sa kaharian ng Diyos. Amen ba? Kaya it is so powerful to understand, you know, it was so costly for Jesus. A mother gives birth at the risk of her life and at times at the cost of her life. Diba kapag ka daw nagbubuntis ang isang babae, ang isang paa nasa bingit ng kamatayan, diba? At ganun din ang naranasan ni Jesus Christ. So ano kailangan mong gawin para ma-born again? Nothing. Ano kailangan mong gawin para maipanganak ka sa kaharian ng Diyos? Ang pangalan mo'y maisulat sa aklat ng buhay? Nothing. Jesus did everything for you. All you have to do is to repent and believe. Magtiwala sa ginawa ni Jesus para sa'yo. And that will change everything. Amen? Amen po ba mga kapatid? Pwede bang papurihan natin Panginoong Jesus sa kanyang ginawa sa atin? We don't deserve it. We don't deserve it. We don't deserve it. We're nobodies. And yet Jesus Christ, you know, gave Himself for you and for me. That's how much He loves you. And last, how can you tell? How can you tell that the person is born again? Anong ebidensya na talagang siya ay na-born again? Sabi ng iba, change lives. Yeah, I think so. I think so too. Na bagong buhay. Yan ang palatandaan ng na-born again. And we shall end with the last portion of John. Anong ending ng ni Nicodemus? Nitong kausap ni Jesus Christ. Look at John chapter 19 and see, verse 38. Pagkatapos mamatay ni Jesus Christ sa cross, sabi dito, later Joseph of Arimathea asked Pilate for the body of Jesus. Now Joseph was a disciple of Jesus, but secretly, because he feared the Jewish leaders. With Pilate's permission, he came and took the body away. He was accompanied by? Sino daw? Kasama ni Joseph of Arimathea? Nicodemus. Yung kausap niya sa chapter 3. Kasama ni Joseph of Arimathea. The man who earlier had visited Jesus at night, and Nicodemus brought a mixture of myrrh and aloes, about 75 pounds. Taking Jesus' body, the two of them wrapped it with the spices in strips of linen, and this was in accordance with the Jewish burial customs. I don't know if Nicodemus is born again, but something happened. Something happened. Together with Joseph of Arimathea, anong ginawa nilang dalawa? They requested for the body of Jesus. That's a bold thing to do. Kailangan mo ng tapang para magawa mo yan. Di ba si Jesus, ang tingin ng mga tao sa kanya ay manggugulo, kriminal, kai-execute lang nung leader ng isang movement. Notorious sa tingin ng mga religious leaders. Pamamatay lang. Sinong matinong tao ang maglalakas ng loob na hingin yung katawan para ayusin? Who would dare identify himself with the rebel? Unless something happened in Nicodemus. Unless there was change in his life. Unless there was new sensibility, new identity that happened in his heart and in his mind. Something happened. There was boldness in Nicodemus and Joseph of Arimathea. And not only that, they personally dressed the body. Something that only the slaves and women do. They did something bold and they did something humble. What a combination of boldness and humility. This is the most masculine and the most feminine thing that they have done in their lives. So something happened with Nicodemus. I think he was born again. Amen. Kapatid, itong kailangan natin. No? Hindi mo kinakailangan kumita ng milyon. Hindi mo kinakailangang maabot ang tugatog ng tagumpay, ang pinakamataas na baitang ng corporate ladder para ka makarating sa langit. Hindi mo kinakailangang magpakain ng libu-libong mga bata, magpaaral, magbigay ng scholarship. Magaganda ang lahat ng yan. Pero hindi yan sapat para makarating ka sa langit. We are all spiritually bankrupt. No? And sometimes you're asking, why? You're having a hard time changing your life. No? Kasi there's nothing inside of you. You need Jesus. What you need is not discipline. What you need is desperation. Sometimes iniisip mo, kulang ka sa disiplina para ayusin mong buhay mo. Kulang ka sa disiplina para, you know, magkaroon ka ng magandang bukas. Kulang ka sa disiplina. No, no, you don't lack discipline. You lack desperation. A desperate person feels that he has nothing, he is nobody, and he needs to cling on to the Lord and beg for mercy and grace. That's what you need. You want changed life? Ask God. You don't need to try harder. You don't need to do more. You just have to rest in Jesus and rely on Him. Amen. Amen. Are you born again? Do you want to be born again? Jesus is the key. Let's pray. Panginoon, salamat po. Dahil tinutuwid mo mga maling akala namin sa buhay. At mga maling akala namin kung paano mo kami sukatin, paano mo kami subukin, kung paano mo kami timbangin. Panginoon, tulungan mo kami. We want You to regenerate us. We want the new birth. Change from the inside out. We tried to change to no avail. We tried to sort things out, but we failed. Dami na naming sinubukan, dami na naming tinangka, pero lahat bigo. Panahon na para kami magpakumbaba at aminin, Lord, we are spiritually bankrupt. We have nothing to offer. We are nobodies unless You come into our lives. We want to experience this being born again, Lord. And we repent. Nagsisisi kami sa lahat ng mga masasamang ginawa namin. At nagsisisi din kami sa lahat ng mabubuting ginawa namin na may maling motibo. That only goes to show how bankrupt we are. And we come to You, Your Spirit, to change us from the inside out. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Jesus will not perish, but will have eternal life. You need Jesus right now. Kung itong panalangin mo, kapatid, pwede bang taas mo ang iyong kamay? If you want to experience being born again, if you want Jesus to come to your rescue, can you just raise your hand? You're saying, Lord, I surrender my life. I surrender my self-reliance, independence, trust in my religion. I put my trust in You. Forgive me for all my sins. Can you just raise your hand? Yes. Pwede bang tumayo yung mga nagtaas ang kamay? I want you to make this a public declaration. Si Nicodemus, he was bold enough to make it public that I am a follower of Jesus. He was never ashamed of Jesus. He had this boldness and humility at the same time. Sige po, whatever you are, you can stand up if you want to make a declaration that Jesus is all I trust. Jesus is all I need. Jesus is everything to me. If this is your prayer, just stand up wherever you are. Okay? Pwedeng lagay mong kamay sa iyong dibdib, malapit sa iyong puso. Okay? Sabihin mo, Panginoong Jesus, hindi ko kayang magbago. Hindi ko rin kayang makarating sa langit. Kailangan kita. Pumasok ka sa aking puso. Ikaw na aking tagapagligtas. Ikaw na aking Panginoon. At baguhin mo na ako para sa iyong kapurihan at sa iyong kaluwalhatian. Sa pangalan ni Jesus. Amen. Pwedeng tumayo tayong lahat at sabihin natin, Lord, Ikaw ang tunay na Diyos. Ika'y walang katulad. Ikaw ang lahat sa akin. Amen.